Consultation, 15th of July, patient Mary Jo, J-O, Renaud, R-E-N-A-U-D, date of birth February 2, 1953. Mary Jo Renaud was seen for evaluation of hyperparathyroidism per paragraph. She had recent lab tests performed showing a slightly elevated ionized calcium of 1.34 and elevated parathyroid hormone on two occasions in the last year, per paragraph. She gives a history of tiredness with occasional aches and cramps and joint pains, and also mentions frequency of urination, period, paragraph. Past medical history is significant for hyperlipidemia, comma, hysterectomy, but no kidney stones. Per paragraph, family history is negative for calcium and parathyroid problems. Per paragraph, social history, she is retired and has worked in insurance, comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, colon, is rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams daily, and vitamin D. Per paragraph, general review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated apart from occasional constipation. Per paragraph, on examination, blood pressure, 110 over 80, comma, pulse 70 per minute, comma, regular sinus rhythm, period. The thyroglands are enlarged with no neck lymph and adenopathy. Appear the hearts and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, impression, mild hypercalcemia, comma, elective secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism. Appears she also has hyperlipidemia. Per paragraph, a system of a parathyroid imaging study was performed, which revealed findings compatible with a functional parathyroid adenoma, comma, at the level of the inferior aspect of the right lobe of the thyroid, period, paragraph, impression, mild hypercalcemia, secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, paragraph. I repeated the serum calcium, which was 10.3, comma, in the high normal range, and her vitamin D was 34, comma, also satisfactory. Paragraph, at this point, comma, I recommend observation, and we'll see her back for follow-up in a few months' time, and we'll monitor the serum calcium and kidney function. Per paragraph, the next patient. Lisa, L-I-S-A-N-A-N-N, Altizer, A-L-T-I-Z-E-R, date of birth, 7-16-1962. Lisa Altizer was seen for evaluation of hyperthyroidism. Per paragraph, in December 2023, comma, while residing in Florida, comma, she was found to have elevated thyroid function tests and was started on methimazole. Per paragraph, she currently is on methimazole 10 milligrams daily and has no symptoms suggestive of abnormal thyroid balance. Per paragraph, she plans to return to Florida in several weeks' time. Per paragraph, past history, so there was double for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Per paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Per paragraph, social history, she has previously worked with GMAC, comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, colon, omeprazole 20 milligrams, comma, 2 per day, comma, methimazole 10 milligrams daily, comma, ADDYI 100 milligrams daily, comma, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, comma, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, comma, meclizine 25 milligrams as needed, and numerous supplements and vitamins. Per paragraph, general review was otherwise unremarkable for assistance evaluated apart from some recent weight loss of about 10 pounds. Per paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 118 over 66, comma, weight 220 pounds, of BMI is 39, period. The pulse is 70 per minute, comma, regular sinus rhythm, period. Paragraph, the thyroid gland is not palpable, as no neck lymph adenopathy, period. The hearts and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination of them was grossly intact. Per paragraph, repeat lab studies, colon, TSH 6.96, comma, elevated, and free T4 0.66, no, low normal range, period. TSI and TSI antibody positive, TPO antibody negative, period. Paragraph impression, hyperthyroidism, secondary to Graves' disease, currently treated with methimazole and biochemically hypothyroid. Pierce she also has hypertension and hyperlipidemia per paragraph. I've discussed the findings with the patient and have decreased the methimazole to 5 milligrams daily, period, paragraph. Follow visit in 1 month's time for repeat thyroid function tests and further decisions in regards to methimazole dosage per paragraph and dictation.